When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Special Ish on Radio Wolfgang.
I was a pilot of Alvin. So Alvin, every 3 years, goes through a major overhaul. It gets completely taken apart and put back together again. And I did one of the first dives on soft sediment after that overhaul. And so the normal practice is to drive the submarine forward and on sediment and just kind of skim the seafloor. There's a little ski at the front. And you kind of have the ski skimming so it's not kicking up too much sediment. And that's what I was doing. So the underside of Alvin has a couple of fiberglass plates, and they're normally bolted together. And they were not bolted together after this overhaul. Well, unbeknownst to me, the aft end of the submarine, those plates started, they were skimming the mud and starting to fill with mud. So we got to a point where the scientists in the submarine asked me to, okay, lift up off the seabed and we're going to fly in the water column over to some other site because you can fly faster when you're up off the bottom. So I went to get up off the bottom with my thrusters and we stayed on the bottom. And then I tried a few other things, and Alvin has has ballast tanks, and so I tried dumping some water, you know, trying to get light so we get up off the seafloor. And there comes a point when you do a few things and you're not getting up off the seafloor where you are, the procedure is that you call up to the surface and you say that you explain what the condition is. And the shore side was finding where all the deep submergence assets were that could come do a rescue mission. And in the meantime, we're talking through, kind of going through, just troubleshooting what could go wrong. Did you try this? Just like, yeah, okay, we'll try it again. No effect. And the concern was I might have been driving along and there was a ghost net and I didn't, you know, some kind of obstruction wire, a cable or something that I got hung up on, didn't see. The way you get to the seafloor is you put weights on the submarine and it sinks. And when you want to go to the surface, you drop those weights and you go up. So I hadn't dropped the weights yet. Alvin has no backward looking lights or cameras, so you can't see behind you. So we kind of looked around. We probably spent, I don't remember, an hour, a couple hours just making sure I wasn't caught up in anything. And so finally I got to go okay to drop a set weight. These are a couple hundred pounds each. So I dropped one and we kind of just stayed there. And then I got permission to drop another weight. And eventually we got enough buoyancy from dropping the normal ascent weights that we could go up off the seafloor, but it came up very, very slowly. At that point, we still weren't quite sure what happened. And then we came up through the thermocline. So down deep, it's near freezing water temperatures. And I was watching the temperature probe, and I knew we were coming up to the thermocline at a couple hundred meters water depth, very close to the surface. And the temperature stayed still cold. It never warmed up to the ambient seawater. And I was like, oh, we really filled the submarine with mud.
See, right there she is. That is our
So we got it up, they got it on the surface, and they were able to pick it up with the A-frame, bring us over, and they had the big fire hoses from the ship to wash, try to wash some of the mud out. And then we did spend a long time that night washing the mud out of the submarine, out of all the cracks and crevices.
Need more science? Of course you do. Head over to RadioWolfgang.com to find out more about becoming a member and downloading our app, which allows you full access to all the episodes of Science-ish.